A picture is worth a thousand words. Getting your dog to listen everywhere with the right dog training. When you take your dog to the dog park or even the pet store, how many times have you said, "Oh, well, he listens at home"? When we are training our dogs, we tend to forget that dogs don't transfer commands from one place to another without being trained and showed how to transfer. It sounds weird when you think of it because we humans transfer. We transfer just fine, so why wouldn't my dog? Many times when we are at home, which is where most people train their dogs, we tend to teach in habit. You may be thinking, what is teaching in habit? Teaching in habit is something like 99% of all people ask their dog to sit first and ask them to lie down. They almost all the time do the same thing. When the dog pulls on the leash, you pull it back, then still continue on the path you were going. Hence, the dog gets to go where they wanted to go. So many times we go someplace, then we start teaching out of habit. We ask our dog to do a down while they are standing, or we ask them to sit while they are in a down position. These two commands are two totally different pictures to your dogs. Building habit in your dog training. Here are three new pictures you are painting to your dog. You are not at home. There are more distractions. Maybe you are at the pet store. Your dog smells the other dog that peed on the wall, or the huge buffet of treats, or maybe even the dog barking the aisle over. You've always asked your dog to sit, then lay down. Now your new picture is while you're standing up, I'd like you to lay down. Your dog may look at this with a confused look on their face like, what? You suddenly had your dog in a down and now you ask him to sit. This picture just got weird to your dog. Now in your mind you're thinking, my dog is stubborn, he acts fine at home, he listens, does everything I ask, but every time I take him somewhere, he is like a bratty kid, just no manners. Fixing your dog's selective hearing with dog training that transfers. Here are a few tips to help you with your dog that understand that what you are asking needs to be done in every picture. The first thing you do is take your dog to two new pictures every week to help them transfer their skills. The next thing is when you are teaching an old skill in a new picture, take a few steps back and revisit your beginning layers. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. Old picture, down from a sit. New picture, down from a stand. The first thing you want to do is lure your dog down from a stand without the command. Remember, you are reteaching your down command. Do this a few times until the dog is going in a down quickly without hesitation. Next, you'll want to lure them down again with your hand but no treat. Once they are down, reward them with a treat. Again, do this a few times until your dog is going into a down quickly and without hesitation. Once they are going in a down, take your hand with hand down without a treat and go halfway and add your command. Do this a few times until the dog is going in a down quickly and without hesitation. The last step to review is saying their command. While in the new picture of standing, now this may take a few attempts. Just be patient and your dog will figure it out. If they act like they are still confused, take a step back in your training and rebuild a step. We forget for every new picture we take our dogs to or ask them to perform a behavior that they are not dumb, stupid, or stubborn. They really do not know what you want.